The deadline to file for a run for Baltimore City Mayor is still a few weeks away, but candidates are already making their cases to voters. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports the first mayoral candidates forum was held in Park Heights last night.
It was standing room only at the Zeta Senior Center. About 100 mostly black Baltimoreans came to see 12 candidates answer their questions and stand out from the crowded field.
Take their seats, please. We want to get started.
It's early on in the race, but those questions clued candidates in on what issues are important to them. Transparency, education, poverty, and police brutality were at the forefront. Residents also wanted to learn about candidates' track records.
Baltimore cannot afford a trial and error period. What type of experiences, including negotiating, management, proposing, and creating policies, do you possess to lead Baltimore forward?
City Council President Brandon Scott emphasized both his City Hall experience and his millennial status.
I'm the City Council President and the Chief Policy Maker for the city right now. Put out the first policy platform in the Council President's office in its history. What we need right now in Baltimore is someone that's experienced, but we also need the next generation. It's time. My entire life, I've heard every young man in Baltimore, every young woman in Baltimore in this area, we can't wait for y'all to come and take over. We can't wait for y'all to stand on our shoulders and take us to the next heights. It's time.
Former Mayor Sheila Dixon, who left the office in disgrace after a 2009 federal conviction, said her tenure in City Hall proved she could help right the ship.
We have every element in the city to be successful, but because of some of the dark ways that we've created in this city, we are hemorrhaging right now. We are down, we're in an emergency, so we need someone with that experience, along with working with individuals who want to come into government and public service for the right reason to help to move Baltimore in the right direction.
State Senator Mary Washington also pointed to her expansive record throughout various elected offices as a solid community leader.
Hello, my name is Mary Washington. I want you to be your mayor because I want to do what I have always done as a daughter, as a city, as a community association president, as a state delegate, as a state get senator. I have stood in the gap. When there were people whose voices weren't heard, I stood there beside them. And as your mayor, we need that.
Ricky Vaughn said his background as an entrepreneur would allow the city to run more smoothly. He went from a teenage McDonald's employee to the owner of 119 restaurants.
To go from having that to now, you need someone with the experience of contracts, with the experience of marketing, but you need someone who's able to bring everyone to the table. And that's what I've done in my company. Baltimore needs someone who understands the holistic part about it and all aspects of managing and running a company, because city government is actually a business.
12 candidates total answered residents' questions, including former police spokesman TJ Smith and activist Carmichael Stokey Kennedy. 17 total were invited. Some did not attend, including Democrats Tharoo Vignaraja and Mayor Jack Young. The deadline to file a run for mayor is January 24th. Primaries will be held on April 28th. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.